Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, tell me, is you with it, yeah, bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
What's persuasive?
From 9 to 5, I know it's...
Yay!
Hi, guys. Welcome to the first episode of Whoops, How'd I Get Here? And today, we are talking about online dating, dating apps. So, what you think about it. And I have a very special guest with me, here with me. She wants to introduce herself.
Hi! Oh my god, it's so lovely to be on this podcast. Like, it's amazing. I'm happy. I'm the first guest. Yeah, my name is June Tawad, for those who don't know me. And other details coming up as we get ongoing. So right now is just say hi, and then we get to know about this online dating stuff. Yeah, very crucial.
So guys, just bear with us. If we laugh too much, it's just our nature to laugh this much when we're together, but we're gonna try and tone it down. But if it gets too much, just you can join us. Okay, so first things first, online dating apps. I think everyone has been on them. At least 90% of the people have been on them. And nowadays, these dating apps are so accommodating. They accommodate everyone's needs. Like, no, like legit, for real, June. Because I was actually online the other day. And I was just doing some research, and I actually found out that, like, there's even dating apps for people who, like, support the same political views as you. Like, in the US right now, there's dating apps for people who support Bernie Sanders, and the dating apps for people who only support Trump.
So, serious?
Yeah, it's serious. Like, it's legit serious. So I was just like, it's accommodating everyone, whatever you want, whatever your specific needs. If you're into big women, you know, there's dating apps for big people.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, if you're into interracial dating, there's that. If you are a member of the LGBTQ community, there's also
that app. Yeah.
So it's amazing how it's evolved over time. But I feel like here in Kenya, we're so limited. You know, if we were in other countries, I think we would have a vast variety of these apps.
No. I don't think it's limitation. I think it's only watu wanajua tu Tinder. Exactly. There's so many other apps.
Yeah, there are. Like,
there's Bumble.
Yeah.
I think I've seen Bumble.
Yeah.
Not seen.
Been on.
Oh! Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That kind of experience is there.
Yeah.
I don't know about... I'm not too keen on the dating apps.
Uh-huh.
I think majority of us in Kenya stick to Tinder and Bumble.
Bumble. But there's not so many people on Bumble, because even me, I'm on... Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. The cat's out of the bag. Yes, I've also been on Bumble before, and I don't... Like, there are not so many people on there.
Yeah.
Not so many people. Yeah, so I want to ask June. So what makes you swipe left and what makes you swipe right? Which one is easier for you to answer? Okay, for those who have not been on dating apps, if you swipe right, it means that you like the person. If you swipe left, it means you're not interested in the person, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. So...
So sometimes it actually goes with my mood.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm gonna be honest. It's nothing personal if I swiped left. And sometimes you just get me on a good day and I'm like, oh, everyone looks nice.
Yeah.
Let's
swipe them.
Yeah, even some people, because with Tinder, one thing I noticed, even if you swipe left, in a few swipes, you'll find the same person again.
Yeah.
I also noticed that.
Yeah.
So... Sometimes I'd swipe left the first one, and because I'm going so fast left and right, I end up swiping right for the same person I swiped left before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe that photo wasn't just doing it for me, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that your bio just sucked. Like, how the hell do you tell me?
Yeah.
Like, if you choose the mountains or the beach, which one would you go for? And then you tell me mountains, and I'm a beach person.
Yeah.
We're on and a left, of course. I mean,
cool story.
Yeah, we cannot relate. Yeah. How do you want to go to the mountains and I want to go to the beach? I'm not even giving you a chance to explain what you actually meant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all I can say for now.
Yeah.
About
swiping left and right. For me, I think for me it's easier to say what makes me swipe left than what makes me swipe right, because I think I am so choosy. Because when I get to the person's profile, I look at every single detail.
Mm-hmm.
Every single detail. First of all, if you have a shirtless photo, there's no way I'm swiping right. There's no way. There's no way I'm swiping right.
So true.
And then there's this thing that I don't like guys who show also their dick prints. It's annoying. It's annoying.
Big time.
I cannot swipe right on that. Wow. If I see that, I am you're out, kabisa.
Uh-huh.
Aya. And then, you know me, I like people who are just chilled, toned down. So I nataka tu mse ametulia. So, nikiona tu hapo kwa bio umeandika sijui DTF, hiyo pia unaenda tu right, my friend. I cannot don't fuck.
Oh really?
Yeah, DTF means don't fuck. If I see you written DTF, I cannot even bother swiping right.
And there are those ones who say just here for fun.
Yeah, those ones are
left. You know,
without even thinking. Another thing is FWB. Left.
Yeah,
left.
Yeah.
You're going left. Another thing, okay, me, I don't smoke weed. So
fair enough.
So if I see someone who says for 20 friendly,
akuna.
Aki for real. Because
it's
that's
cool.
Yeah,
but
no,
for
no,
me,
yeah, for you, yeah.
I meet for 20 friendly, I'm like,
Yeah, you see, for you it's
swipe
something.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yo, let me hear what you got. You know, we can catch up on a good sesh. You know,
exactly.
Tell me a little bit about you.
Exactly.
But I came to realize where not every Tom, Dick, and Harry is 420 friendly and good enough for your company. What? Wow.
Yeah. So for me, if I see 420 friendly, I'm just like, no, I'm not about to be sitting here and that guy is over there smoking weed. Nope, it's not. No, it's not my thing. And then even like, not in a bad way. Well, I'm a casual drinker, but I very casual. But if I see a photo of you, umeshika pombe, asema, uyu amependa raha sana. Uyu atutawezana na yeye. Uyu mimi na yeye.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, let me add one. The guy who posts his car and wants to sit on the bonnet.
Thank
left,
you.
Left. And you want to show me how many cars you got?
Exactly.
Left.
You are going left. Yes. So for me, I think it's much easier to say what makes me dislike you than what makes me like you, because I'm so picky and so choosy. Nione tu kitu kidogo hivi, it's a turn off. It's a turn off. And I think that's why dating apps are very hard for me. Very, very, very hard.
You can never really get No, imagine, as much each time I try to get myself into a dating app, I do my profile nice, you know, I pick out my best pictures, and then the people I meet there just make me wonder, why the hell am I even doing this?
Yeah.
You know, why am I even putting myself out there, picking my best pictures, you know, wanting to write about you in the bio, you know, want to get your information, but these people, very shallow. That's the thing.
Don't be so mean.
No, they're shallow. It's true. Why are you only judging me? Okay, but that's what dating apps are for.
Yeah.
From my picture and my bio.
Yeah.
And you already want to tell me how you want to sleep with me?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get serious.
Yeah, let's get serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fair enough. Tinder is known for, if you want sex, quick sex, go to Tinder.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So sometimes I don't even get so mad when I meet someone who will just slide in and say, hey, are you down to meet? And I'm like, okay, I can say this coming, but yeah, I'm done with you. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to continue talking to you.
Don't have a story.
Exactly. Because what brought me here?
Yeah.
Is not just sex.
Yeah.
Maybe for you it was.
Yeah.
But I'm looking to find, you know, someone I can talk to, someone I can even see if there's something that can grow.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Because out here, sometimes even meeting people on the streets is...
it's difficult.
Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you overlook so many important things that you should be looking for when you need to start meeting that person, because we've only been restricted to how the person looks and whatever they want to present on their bio. You know, so even having conversation, and then another thing, you meet so many people at the same time, so if someone even says hi, that is not a conversation for you.
Exactly.
You don't feel like that's something to reply to.
Yeah There needs to be a follow-up, you know. You don't just say hi, you just atafadhali, you say hi, how are you, you know exactly.
But even if that person says hi, how are you, and there's someone who's come with like a joke paleju telling you how, you know, just like a story to start off the conversation, you're most likely to get attracted to that,
that person
other than the hi, how are you? Even though it was so genuine, the person who catches your attention is the other one. And in most cases, you end up forgetting to reply this hi, how are you, so many times. And it's not just one, there are like a few of them.
Because
you have, it's like, it's all you're left with. That conversation is the one that should keep the flow going. Are we going to meet at one point, or it's done? You know. So if you're boring from the hi, how are you kind of person, do you think I want to sit down and have a meal with you with your hi, how are you? Other than the guy who actually told me how his monkey Sidri has done some backflips.
Wow. You know, let me not think too far into that.
No. Oh my god.
No, but who has a monkey? Like, okay, fine. It's a joke anyway.
It's something extraordinary. It's something that will actually catch your attention to find out, you have a monkey. First of all, who are you? You know, I want to know more about the monkey. Are you serious?
I feel like I'm going to get some shade on this.
No.
What?
So it ends up you don't give too much time and too much attention to maybe the person who is going to be genuine, but the person who charmed his way into getting a reply from you. Sometimes it's after a day or instantly. You know, you never know how long these people are on the apps.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And but I also think the beauty about these dating apps is like the power is in your hands. You know, somehow, because you get to choose who you want and who you don't want. So you have some kind of, you know, is it leverage? Because wewe ndo unajichagulia, you're like, you know what? This is what I want and this is what I don't want. And then from what you thought that you liked, you can now, you know, once you have a conversation with that person, then you can establish if you want to go forward or if it's not for you. You know.
Okay. Fair enough. I get you.
Yeah. So now you want to tell me about some of your experiences?
Wow. Which one do you want? Because trust me, I've got many. Hey,
sour queen of Tinder.
Tinder?
Dating apps. Okay.
Yeah, I've been on dating apps for a minute, like on and off. Yeah. It's something that you can't really do consistently.
Yeah.
It's too much. For me, I find it too much. It's overwhelming. Yeah. If you find yourself, my perspective though, my opinion.
Yes.
Don't feel bad. But if you find yourself on Tinder throughout or on Bumble, you have a problem. You definitely do have a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're there just swiping right and left and trying to talk to every right person that you swipe to, it doesn't make sense. Because you're always meeting other people. You're always going to swipe right to someone. Maybe because this person got a bit busy, someone else attracted your attention. And, you know, it ends up building a whole conversation list of potential people for you, because it's a dating site.
Yeah.
that you're not even too sure about, you're not even too bothered. Mm. But anyway, my experience, I'll tell you about this one guy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely speaking to. He spoke like it was, you know, every time I'd check the app, it was only his message I'd go to.
And just respond.
Yeah. And I forget everyone else's because that's how hot the conversation was.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It kept me on my toes, you know.
Oof.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
So, I got to a point that because I don't frequent the app so much, we can't really keep up with the gist of the conversation.
Yeah.
With the flow, with the vibe.
Uh-huh.
So he goes like, oh, why don't you drop me your number so we can WhatsApp? I'm like, is it?
Yeah, cool, I mean, man. Cool, big man.
Your potential.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big man, come out a number. So we start talking. We actually, now he calls me, you know, hours on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, we now start getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So, the day we're supposed to meet, I went to the salon, I wanted to get my nails done, and then meet him later for maybe a drink or two, and actually now meet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to meet, definitely, never meet these people in personal spaces.
Yeah.
Never.
You
don't know what this person
exactly
could be.
What?
Never. Just
don't
go somewhere very public. If you need help, you can scream, you can shout.
Yeah.
And you'll still be sorted, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we agreed to meet at this place called Bahama Breeze in Westie. Because I was in La Vie and he was telling me, I don't know where he was. I can't remember. So I'm like, is it? I tell him we meet at 3 because I was supposed to be done around that time doing my nails. And you know, when you're in the salon, sometimes you actually take more time than you expected.
Yeah, longer than you expected.
Yeah. So in the process, this guy calls me. He tells me it's 3. He's fikad. So I'm like, eh, is it? Just give me a few minutes. I finish my nails and then I come.
Yeah.
Okay. 20 minutes later, I'm still not done with my nails. I mean, I can't live with halfway done nails to go and see a person that I don't even know. So, keep calm. He calls me again.
Yeah.
He's like, so where did you go? Are you still coming?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'm still not done at the salon, but just give me some time.
Mm.
I mean, and then he goes on calling and calling and I'm like, the fuck?
Just
are you serious?
Calm the fuck down, like,
yeah.
The
like
hell?
The least you could do is just be patient
yeah.
to get some of my time.
And you see, the thing is, you've communicated.
I've not gone MIA. I've told you I'm doing my nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking some time.
Yeah,
but I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? He calls me this time. He's like,
mm-hmm.
"Unakuja, ama haukuji." Do you know what?
Uh-huh.
I was actually going to meet this person. That statement made me realize I'm meeting the wrong person.
Where?
Sasa tumefikishana unakuja ama haukuji.
Hey.
You haven't even met me. Ndio unaniletea attitude.
Hey.
I have been good. I've picked up your calls.
Yeah.
I have communicated the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And then sasa unaniletea. Nimekuwa msichana wako.
Hey.
Do you know, I actually did not go to see him.
Yeah.
I blocked him and I've never talked to him again. Whether he figured out whether it was wrong or not, nilisema I cannot go give my time to someone
such a
who cannot even be a gentleman enough to be patient for me to get there. I said I was doing my nails. I'm not a liar. We've been talking, right?
Yeah.
It was just a matter of time. Wewe, time yangu, sikupei. Simple.
Yeah.
Na huyo, I have never, ever talked to him again.
Uh-huh.
Blocked, just disappear. Like and I went and still had my drinks anyway. Yeah, but just not with him.
without him.
Yeah, just not with him.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. You should know, for me.
Yeah.
It's never that serious.
Yeah.
So don't bring me at. Just be a gentleman.
Yeah.
So that was a red flag for me and I took it and ran away with it.
Yeah.
There are situations that people have even been in a relationship. Oh my God.
Where?
Simcheso.
Simcheso.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, like, my first year in the UK, yeah, I didn't know many people. So, of course, got Tinder, you know, just to familiarize myself with, the environment. So, this guy, actually my ex, I mean, first year, imagine. I met this guy, we actually went out for ice cream like 2 or 3 times and then we stopped talking.
Yeah.
And then after like 1.5 years, we met again, but not on Tinder because we had already exchanged numbers and whatnot. And then we started dating. Like, how awkward.
Yeah.
Tinder brought us together. We didn't work out then.
Yeah.
Then after like
a year and a half later,
we actually dated and it worked out, but it didn't necessarily. He's an ex, so it didn't work out. But either way,
You had something going on.
It's not entirely bad. You find some strange ass people, like people who
really strange.
Do you know I've ever gotten a request from like a couple who are looking for like a third party?
No way!
I swear,
there's a name for that. What? Forgotten the name, but
swingers.
Is it swingers?
No, it's like an additional, like they want to experiment and do like a this funny things.
Yeah,
I don't want to say them out in public, you know.
We're all adults here, so I'm sure you understand.
Okay, they want more people in the bedroom.
What?
You know what I mean? I am like, wow. You know, I'm feeling so naive. At first, it was only a dude. You know when you're swiping right and left?
Yeah.
So for the dude, I swiped right.
Yeah.
And then as we are talking, he tells me, oh, by the way, this is a profile for me and my girl. And I'm like, huh? Why didn't you write that in the bio, though?
Exactly.
I should have known. I'm here flirting with you and it's your wife replying.
What madness is this?
Trust me, out there, it's a crazy world. Don't get there if you're not ready for it. You have to be very open-minded because there are people who come with very, very weird things. You just think that it's a dating site, but that is where people come and remove their baggage. Trust you me.
People go in with different intentions and different goals. So someone might be looking for a long-term relationship, someone else might be looking to have sex, casual sex, someone might be looking for friends. You know, you can also look for new friends from Tinder or, you know, Bumble or all
I'm
those
scared,
other apps
though. I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Why would I be looking for friends on Tinder and Bumble?
I mean, you need to like looking to meet new people, not necessarily friends, but just, you know, see at umeboeka na marafiki wako, but you just want fresh blood, fresh energy.
I get you. I totally understand, but sometimes I feel like it's a long shot. I can't go and look for a friend on a dating site. The friend gotta be wanting something.
No, but wait. So like if someone has like looking to make new friends on their bio, you wouldn't swipe right?
I would, considering how the person looks like.
Okay.
You see, I've come back to considering how the person looks like. So definitely, I'm not just looking for an ugly friend. I'm looking for an attractive... No, it's true! I'm looking for an attractive friend. Because I might not say I want to hop in a relationship right now. But... Because you're looking for friends, I mean, what's the harm? You're looking good. You can be my friend. You can go out, catch some drinks.
That's for self, you know.
But in the long run,
it's
not exactly what you want. He's an attractive friend.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a starting point.
But doesn't it all start as being friends? Like, I think each, you know, I mean, it starts from...
It should
be. Exactly.
It should start from that point. But... It's a dating site.
Yeah.
So everyone who goes in there is not looking to start from a friendship level.
Yeah.
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 They're looking to go out on a date with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Get to know you more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... It's very...
Now FW, DTF, you know, FWBs, them, they're not looking to know you. They just want to have sex.
Who told you they're not... There are no girls who just want to have sex with this DTF.
Still,
people.
There are people who, that's why people go in with different intentions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, some you might, maybe this guy even has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me not. Do you know, I met this guy. This guy on Tinder. Yeah. I can't even remember his name. He didn't even have a profile picture.
And you swiped, Nini, right?
Let me tell you, it's the bio.
Oh, that spoke captured, to you.
Yeah, it spoke
to your bones.
It spoke to my mind. This guy put a bio that just, hey, you know,
it was so captivating.
Very captivating. And you know, I'm a very curious cat. I wanted to know who's behind that bio.
The man behind the words.
Yes, I gotta know. So. Uh-huh. I actually swiped right and we matched. And I was like, wow.
Cool.
I mean, yeah, let's see. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would actually
mm-hmm.
comment on every detail of my picture.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. And I find it very awkward because he tell me, oh, I love the way you wear your earrings and necklace.
Oh, well, that's weird.
And you have a ring. Exactly. I thought so.
Yeah, that was weird. Because
why would a man even give me small details about what I have on most of my pictures? Because it's like, on most of your pictures, I realize you like to wear rings and you never miss earrings. And I'm like,
where? We look like exam na ukwa na habari.
Exactly. Unasema hizi vitu zote about mimi. Wewe picha yako iko wapi? Ebu kwanza nione picha yako. Kwani? So apparently, so this guy
mm-hmm.
he sends me we exchange numbers, and then that way I can get to see his profile picture.
Uh-huh.
So I actually check out his profile picture.
Mm-hmm. He's a meh.
Nothing too serious. I wouldn't swipe right if I actually saw the picture. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because we are talking, we've actually gotten to know each other so much more than without him, without me having his picture on my mind.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw the picture,
photo.
The conversation is shared. Like, we could
you
not...
You were turned off.
Yeah, I was turned off. And guess what? This guy was married. The
what?
Reason... Yeah, the reason why he didn't have a profile picture is because he knew he was married.
Oh, yeah.
And if the wife actually gets to...
The husband is on Tinder...
It's a problem.
Yeah,
So what does this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't put his profile
what?
Picture.
That is
and
lame.
He talks, I know.
So lame.
And he talks to girls. And...
Mm-hmm.
I think he was actually a very corporate guy.
So wait, he actually told you that I'm married?
After now I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Telling me the way he likes his life low key, you know. Because now that is when he started telling me.
Yeah.
He was like, if I tell you the truth, just don't be...
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Told me he was married for 2 years. He just comes to Tinder to chat with girls.
That is
he
some
finds
messed
it,
up shit, by the
I
way.
I know, right?
Messed
Why
up.
Would you be married? For,
yeah.
And it's not even for long until now you're bored.
Those are the
wife.
Early stages of your marriage.
Literally.
And now you're Tinder. Hey, shame on you.
Joked after was Chana. And then.
Bila adabu.
I think he wanted to be like a sugar daddy or something.
Mm.
So him telling me about the rings and whatnot, he started telling me the way, when is your birthday? I can buy you rings, I can buy you earrings, all this. I see you like the good... I'm like, bro, ebwenda uangalie bibi yako. Kwanza umemtengeneza nywele. Unakuja kunisumbua hapa.
Yo, have you even bought her jewelry before ukuja hapa?
Kwanza
kuniambia unataka kunibuyia my rings hapa.
I mean, like, you're so weird. Yes, we did talk.
Yeah.
We had, like, a good chat.
Yeah.
But, nigga, if I know the truth about you...
Yeah, that's a turn off.
It's a huge turn off. I'm telling you, I saw the picture and the conversation ended. I even blocked him because I started feeling like, hey, this guy is gonna start... feeling entitled because now he's let me see his picture and I might know who he is.
Yeah.
But he actually sounded like a very, you know, this business people who don't want to choma.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who don't want people to know what they do in the dark.
Yeah.
Their closets.
Uh-huh.
The skeleton in the closets.
In the closets.
Yeah, he's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
what?
I think there's so many guys like that
mm-hmm.
on those dating sites, so it's never gonna be serious.
Yeah,
never really gonna be serious.
Mm. Let me tell you, there's this guy.
Yeah.
So now see, he was looking good. So see me, I matched. Kumbe, then he matched back. I was like, ooh, that's what's up.
So you also got good taste.
Yeah. So now he texts me first. He's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, yeah. Then I think he said something funny, and then we just hit it off from there. And then I was like, so tell me about yourself. Guess what he did?
Yeah.
Just guess. Imagine you
tell
asking.
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, just guess what he did. Imagine Liga sent me a link.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. Like, I swear.
Tell me about yourself and you sent me a link.
He sent me a link. And then I'm like, okay, so what's this link? He's like, it's a link to my autobiography. I'm like,
Fuck you. I'm not trying to read you out of fuck you.
And then I was like, at this point, like, people nowadays are sending people links. They don't want to talk about, so
it's too much to type.
So I was like, mimi ata sijui ni angushe LinkedIn profile. Mimi sina link ya autobiography. So I was like,
open a link ya LinkedIn.
What? I was like, what is this? What people are doing nowadays? And then, so I'm just like, what madness is this? So he wants me to leave the app, go read a 2-page, biography of himself. I come back and then I give him a report. You know, I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I've read it. So this is
So that's like, about you.
I was just like, you know what? This is where this conversation ends.
Yeah.
Because if I ask you, to tell me about yourself, I'd expect, I'm trying to.
To know who you are.
Yeah, I don't want it on paper. Fine, still you typed the autobiography, but when I ask you, I think it's courteous enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're talking to me right now. Don't send me.
Don't be sending me links.
If you're seated having a meal with him and then you go, oh, so tell me a little bit about yourself. And then he removes his book and gives it there to you.
Yeah, read the book. Shameless.
Like, that's about me.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
I was like, I'm not about to deal with him. I was just like, this conversation has ended.
It ended. Yeah.
The way it started, Imeisha.
Yeah.
And then there's also this other guy. Where? See, now we've talked. And then he's like, and then you see me on my profile. Me, I've even linked my IG account. And I've put a vast variety of photos. So you can see me on each and every angle.
Yeah.
Bila wasiwasi.
Yeah.
So now I gave him my number and then he apps me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, what's up? Ni. And then he's like, send me your pics. I'm like, dude.
Bruh, yeah.
I'm not sending you my pics. Haven't you seen enough photos? I have put so many photos on Tinder. I've even given you my Instagram.
I know.
What more photos do you want? And I find it very creepy that the first conversation we're having, like on WhatsApp, is like you're asking me to send you my photos. And I'm just like, and I feel some type of way when people ask me to send them my photos.
I feel like that is where we should just end that conversation.
And guess what he did? He was so rude. I've never met someone so rude.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, if you're not sending me your photos, then there's nothing we're talking about. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I blocked him.
Bila stress. I was like, kwani ni by force? I just blocked him. I was
don't
like,
you know it is out of huruma.
Just being courteous, if you have my photos on your phone.
You should feel privileged to talk to me.
Even have a conversation with me, akona bahati na si ati alikuanga mcute unajua ile ati anyway.
Gosh.
I was like I mean, some people are just rude, just so rude,
very, very arrogant, feeling very entitled,
entitled. I know, and it's not that we know each other. Yeah,
they meet so many people on the app, so they feel like, if you vibe with me and vibe with what I want, just the same way as we do.
Yeah.
Like the guy who told me, unakuja You know, for him, he was feeling very entitled to my time.
Yeah.
To me going to meet him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know I have other people wishing for that time to actually. So in this case, I think it's just the same way.
Yeah.
There's a girl he'll ask, send me your photos.
Yeah, send me pics.
Yeah. And
Atatuma.
Kwanza ata atatuma na bikini.
Yeah.
I make sure I make kalia. You know, the bathroom selfie.
Yeah.
You know the bathroom.
What?
No hate on the people who actually send the bathroom photos. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. But that is what this guy is actually, I'm guessing,
and actually, no shade on people who send photos. If you feel comfortable sharing your photos, then that's okay. People are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are different. For me, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, and especially on the first few calls.
Yeah, actually, it was the first conversation, like on WhatsApp.
Yeah, and he's seen your profile picture.
Yeah,
he's seen your photos on Tinder.
I know, Instagram.
And he's seen once more.
Yeah,
like you know what? If you really want to see me, ask for a video chat.
Yeah,
ask to video chat if you really, really, really feel like I really want to confirm this is you. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because there's so many catfish. Ooh. Let's not get there.
What?
Catfish is a serious problem on dating sites.
Yeah.
But fair enough. You want to... My pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send them.
Yeah.
It's, period. Let me feel comfortable.
With you. Yeah.
First, before I can even start thinking of sending more extra.
Yeah.
Not even the first ones. Extra photos for you to actually approve I am the one.
Yeah.
If that's what you really want.
Yeah.
But just cause you feel like girls have been sending you photos and now... Actually, he was rude. Shame on him.
Bila adabu.
Red
flag. By the way, whoever you are, you know yourself. Shame on you.
Red flag.
Red flags.
Red flags. By the way, you see so many things
at
this point. And also, another thing I've come to realize. Siko ubaya, though. Yeah.
Unajua mtu akianzanga kusema siko ubaya. Inakuanga na ubaya.
Hii siko ubaya. It's just an observation. People who are always on Tinder, on these dating sites, they have so much time to waste.
Yeah.
True. So much time to waste. Someone that you can text today and then he replies today or even just does a quick reply.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone who doesn't have a life.
Ogopa.
Run. Run for your life. Oh my God. How much can I emphasize this? Please. Yeah. Oni mtu amekaa tu mahali.
Anashinda tu kwa simu.
Ako na wifi.
Na
ameka the best pictures. Yeah. But muogope. Nairobi.
In Nairobi. And you need to be very, very, very careful with the information that you give people. Very careful.
True.
Very careful.
Especially people that you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what their intentions are.
Yeah.
So there are some people who actually know.
Oh,
I've told
goodness.
You they're catfishes out here.
Yeah.
So maybe someone's put someone else's picture so that they can actually just, you know,
Na wengine hata wajuangi ku catfish. Unaona? They've put photos of
P. Diddy.
They don't even. I'm just like, nigga, please just get out of my face.
If you don't even have... That's another thing that would actually make me swipe left.
Yeah.
If you don't have a picture of yourself...
Yeah.
Ati a meme. Ati kwanza some nasty-ass memes people put. Kwanza
man.
Those sexual ones.
It's left. Such a turn-off. It's
such
a turn-off.
Yeah.
It is a very huge turn-off.
But yeah.
What? Anyway, dating apps are just crazy. I mean... But it's interesting. You get to meet people, different people. You get to, you know, inakuchangamsha kidogo
yeah.
too.
And at least there are those ones who are honest, who will tell you what they want from the word go.
Yeah.
They won't waste your time, especially those is it DTF?
Yeah, DTF.
Down to fuck.
Aki au nakwanga. Ai, nione tu DTF. get out of my face. Get out.
But at least huyu amekwambia hivyo.
Ah, yeah, at least, by the way. Anaenda
kukwambia huko mbele.
Ati nondo nisijiingize. Actually, unajua, hata kuna mwingine, akuwa ameandika kitu kama hiyo kwa bio. Now we start texting, and then he's like, so you come over. I'm like, dude, how? What do you mean?
Oh?
Are you crazy?
Oh. True, they do that a lot. And especially during this corona time, because now people couldn't go to duty where and where everyone just
the excuse is just to come to my house because you can't chill.
I'll just get a bottle. Why don't you chill? Run for your life.
Me, I'm like, we chill virtually. There's corona. We can do a video call and we chill virtually.
And talk.
You have your, if it's a bottle of, you know, gin
which
there.
Which reminds me. Who's this guy? We meet. I can't even remember the name. Should I actually?
Sema.
Awe. Naweza kuwa nasikiza hapa. Akumbuke ni nani huyo. But anyway, so this guy, we meet and then we start. Like, I loved his vibe. He was a very vibesy person, So we talk. And he sounds like he's a man well put together, you know? That's very attractive, by the way. So the more we talk, but red flag, nimempata Tinder. But ako very vibesy pale Tinder, So we exchange numbers and then he's like, why don't we meet up for a drink? And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Because we lived so close to each other, it was okay. Then he's like, and then I can book a Airbnb for the night. We spend the... I was like, hold up. Wait. Ngoja. Tumefikaje kwa Airbnb?
Hold up.
Yeah. Wait, let me see if I even have the messages. Wallap? Tumefikaje kwa Airbnb? And then, as soon as I brought that up... Wait. And then... Here it is, wouldn't you not want it just to happen naturally? Yes, because it's like we are booking. He's telling me, pick a day.
We book an Airbnb.
So that we can come and have sex. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Even if I was horny, wanted some, do you not think this is a bit ox? Like, I don't plan to have sex with people like that. Like, it's a business meeting. Like, hey, kuja tunapatana three. Three
like,
basi.
Like, on this day.
On my way.
On the calendar.
Exactly. So I was like, that's not... And then I was like, it was so random because we had never spoken
about
anything sexual before, like zero sex intended. So he just woke up and then he proposed and I was like, oh, just woke up and thought of sex.
Oh, cool.
And then he's like, that's where we were headed. I mean, why not cut to the chase?
Yeah.
I'm like, bruv, wow. No. If that's where we are headed, then why can't... Let it happen if it's gonna happen, because it's not everyone I meet. I'm just gonna have sex with you. It doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't.
So I bring that up and I'm like, what if we're meant to be friends? Then he's like, then we'll find out when we meet. And he pushes it. And as soon as I tell him I'm not really interested in if that's what you're coming to put on the table, and do you know, we stopped talking. We literally stopped talking after that, and I was like, you know what, fuck you, it's not a loss for me. Thank God. I didn't even come to meet you in the first place,
because
this is exactly what you just wanted. Sex. And I'm so what if you pay for the Airbnb? So what So I should just come and sleep with you because you've paid for... Oh, wanaume.
No. But I think it's important that you're clear from the word go with your intentions. Because now, even me, yeah. I got another guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, he didn't really want to talk much via phone. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I want us to meet. And then now we can talk more. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then, first of all, he suggested I go to his house. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm not feeling comfortable coming to your house.
Yeah. The first time. We're meeting.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? You come, I'll buy you lunch or whatever. So see, he was like, okay, cool. So he comes, me, I pull up to the place, and then now see, we ordered nini, and then we start talking, and then he's like, he's looking for someone to marry. I was like, my friend, I'm in the wrong place. Like, I'm not looking for that right now. And he was dead ass serious. He's like, I'm looking for someone to marry, and I want to get off Tinder. So I was like,
not me. Yeah.
And he was like, he was so persistent. He was like, you know what? When you're ready, you come and tell me.
What? He actually thought you'd be ready for him.
For marriage. And then, hey, mi yata nilishanga. Lakini ya kuwa Mkenya. Sita sema ametoka wapi.
Ebu tuambie. No. Okay, ako Africa.
Eh, ye ni Mwafrika. Lakini sita sema ametoka wapi. Jumanda anasikia.
Is it my ogre brother?
He's not your ogre brother.
What's in that? Is he Ugandan?
He's not Ugandan. June, I'm not going to say where he comes from.
At least tell us the country. We're not asking for the
name.
Okay,
fine. He comes from Congo.
Hey!
And not throwing shade. By the way, like those West Africans, kuna tu venye mimi ni maogopa.
Those people don't play.
Where? So I was just like, this is not for me. And you know, Uzuri, I just told him straight up, I'm not the person you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go back to Tinder and continue swiping.
Continue searching for your wife.
Yeah, continue searching for your wife. Your wife is not me. Yeah.
But I find people like that are very desperate.
Yeah.
Very, very desperate. You don't know what's happening in their life. It's just someone you meet in the middle of nowhere. You have no history about this person. You are just
to marry you.
Yeah.
Yo.
From just from the way I look and you think, oh, this girl can be my wife. I don't know.
So that's what's up. So you go there knowing what you want and you make your intentions clear from the word go, beginning. Hakuna kudanganyana. Please to watch it. Please stop leading people on. I hate that thing.
But now, if this guy doesn't lead you on, how sure is he good? No. Kwani Kiingereza
tumeongea sana. We've spoken a lot. Yeah.
So how sure is he not going to get how sure is he going knowingly is he going to get to the part he wants? If maybe he wants sex.
Yeah.
And just a few dates and gets the sex and moves on.
Yeah.
So at how do we know, why is this person even there? He's going to lead you on to get whatever he wants. Yeah. So as long as he's there to get whatever he wants, trust me, he's gonna lead you on.
But me, that's why I'm saying, as in we to watch it to him and could lead people on. If you want sex, be straight up and say, I want to have sex. There are people who also want to have sex.
And, but if they're straightforward and then they say, I want to have sex, you're not even giving them the chance. You remember, you're swiping left.
Si kuna wale wenye wanataka. It's not me. I'm not his target audience. He has
but in the long run, you could be. You know, men. Okay, fair enough. Men, I know, like to chase.
Yeah.
And maybe he will not tell you that is what he wants at the end.
Yeah.
But he will come with all the, you know,
the
meet
sweet,
up for
sweet
a meal.
Nothings.
You know,
You know.
Let's meet up for a meal. But in the end, his goal is to
smash
and move on with life.
Yeah.
So as long as he smashes, please don't be mad because this is Tinder. You're all met. You don't know him. You don't know what his intentions are. You don't know how desperate in life he is. Because maybe I'm a cooler blue balls for a minute. No, he wants to release Nataki kunyonga monkey.
Thank you.
What are you gonna do? He'll want to feel like, oh, I worked for that girl, so I deserve it. Unlike
But some. All men somehow like feel like that, because I mean, I feel like, I don't know, men's, you know, like you said, men are chasers. Men are chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think every man, even with the with those who don't even have the intention of smashing,
yeah,
you know, they all have that scar
at the back of
at
their
the back
head.
Of their
okay.
head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I, but anyway, like, this is not to say that you cannot find genuine people. There are some genuine people you can't find.
Oh, that's only a handful of people.
She's totally against this thing. Like,
yes! I do not agree with dating sites. No lie. Been there, done that. Oh. I have my experience. It's not that it's been horrible. I've had
yeah.
worse experiences than the ones I've had.
Yeah.
But it's also made me realize,
yeah.
like, it's such a shallow way of getting to know people.
Yeah.
It's very shallow, because it only depends
mm-hmm.
on how good the person looks. If this person is mm-hmm. not light, you will not even think twice. You're going to swipe left. If this person doesn't have that charming smile,
mm-hmm.
you're going to mm-hmm. swipe left, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's our human personality.
Yeah.
We like to look at physical. Physical attracts us, yeah? Mtu kama menos japangwa, you won't even think, oh, let
yeah.
me even get to know his name. Let me even read his bio,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not really for this thing. I find it, okay, it's good to waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to just see what's happening outside there, but never really invest yourself in it.
Yo, this has reminded me of something. You know there are Christian dating sites.
For real?
Yeah, you didn't know. Kwanza, hey! Mimi kama muadventista. Hey! If you're an Adventist, if you know, you know.
Happy Sabbath!
Happy day! Hey! So now, a friend of mine hooked me up. He was like, oh, by the way,
yeah.
there's this Adventist dating, you know,
science.
It's, yeah, it's called, it's, the app is called Adventist Dating.
Yeah.
I was like, for real? I was like, hapa ndo labda nitapata bwana, you know?
Mwenye Mungu amekuchagulia.
Exactly, sent from the Lord himself.
Hey!
Hey! I was like, ebu tell me all about it very fast.
Yeah.
Akanipea, akanitumia the link, nini, nini. Si mimi nani. I go, I download it. Eh, ku download nini, nini, nini. We, you unaona vile Tinder na Bumble and all those other dating sites unaingianga tu kimalamala.
Yeah.
This one was an application. Walikuwa wanafanya vetting. They were doing proper vetting.
Okay.
We were being asked maswali za Biblia hapo. Legit.
I swear.
I was like, what? I can't even remember the last time I went for Bible study. Because those questions, I was like, and if you're Adventist, you know Ellen G. White. We were being asked questions. Mbaka me, at some point, I was like, hey, me no na application. No na application yaku. Itakataliwa. I was like, hey, I'm just waiting for that rejection. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you've not made the cut. It was intense. It was intense. So, see me, I just tried and did my best.
Yeah.
Kidogo, I got in. Nikakubaliwa. I got an email. Someone, I think even like one of the guys who works in that, like who works there.
Yeah.
He also texted me. Alini WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
and then he told me nini nini nini. He just gave me an introduction and mm-hmm. yeah, he was like, enjoy the app.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, let's get into this app. Let's see what this app is all about.
Yeah.
Niliingia. We, atatuni nyamaze. Machos.
Machos kwa nini?
Wewe hata kama wewe ni Mkristo, I don't think unafaa tu kuwa umne. Yani, hey, wenye walikuwa huko wanakaa tu mapasta like legit. Maze, they were in oversized suits.
What?
And you know those photos you take on the lawn,
oh,
on the
bitch.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I really want a Christian,
right? This
is not
your portion.
But this is not my portion, Lord. This is not my portion. You know, even if you're a Christian, you know, you dress well.
Oh,
you present yourself,
God.
Vizuri, and you know. So I was just like, Imagine
this
I deleted
so
the
funny.
App. I deleted the app. But then I plugged my friend on it. I was like, you know, if you want a Christian man, please join this. A proper Christian man.
Not just a Christian man.
Yeah, just join this Adventist dating. Labda wewe utapata bwana huko, lakini kwa mimi, sijapata. So yeah. You know, now you see, like, now Christian dating apps, you can also get genuine people, so
yeah,
it just depends on the platform you're
but
using.
But you're not sure they're genuine, you just got there and you're like, this is not for me,
yeah. No, you see, but yeah, it's not for me, but you know, some people in Ezekwa for them, you know,
okay,
you call an audience, yake. I was just not the audience, yeah,
yeah.
It's not easy in this Nairobi.
It's Nairobi.
We're out here trying to look for love, but you know.
Oh my God, you find all sorts of people trying to look for love as well.
But it is what it is, you know.
Sometimes you meet someone.
Yeah.
They feel like you're their sun, moon, and stars.
Wow,
you know.
You feel like they want heaven on
exactly.
Earth.
And then it makes you think, if he feels like I'm heaven on earth for him.
Yeah.
And what kind of a guy are you?
Yeah.
No, what have you been doing? Yeah. Like, you feel... Do you know what? I've told you about this guy.
Which one?
He was quite mature. I'm not going to talk about the age.
Yeah.
I mean, please don't judge me.
Yeah, I won't judge you.
But he was single. Yeah. Yeah? He told me he's never gotten married, never had any, like...
He doesn't have kids.
Exactly. That's another one. No kids, no wife.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You don't say the age. Okay, give us the age bracket. And don't give us like a big age bracket.
No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I'll do 35 to 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It could be any of them.
Yeah.
So this guy, we meet up.
Yeah.
But this guy, do you know a desperate guy?
Yeah.
Very. We talk about desperate girls.
Yeah.
We never really talk about desperate guys.
Desperate guys.
There's some desperate guys out here. I think he's looking at his age. He has no wife. He has no person. He has, and he's single.
Yeah.
Doing all these sorts of things,
And
then he sees me. He's like, "Wow, you know, I want."
You know, yeah. This
literally,
is,
this
is it.
He wants to call me. Oh. Have you left work? Oh, have you gotten home?
It was blowing
up your
phone.
Eaten? Literally. literally. And this is even before me meeting him.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how he looked. It's just the photos that, you know, we've seen.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's not even giving me time to breathe or even to reply to another message. If it's not his, then he's calling me.
Yeah.
You get?
I get you.
I literally had to block his ass. Like, wewe atuendele nae maneno.
Umekua too much.
Too much. You don't even want me to breathe.
Mm.
So when I actually get into a relationship with you, will you actually even let me?
I'm telling you, that guy is going to be possessive.
He's already possessive, and I'm not even his.
I know.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, imagine that's a thing. Like, you get to that age, and you're like, whoa, I'm at this
life
age.
Life is actually happening.
Life
yeah.
has caught up with me.
Yeah.
And I don't have anyone. By the way, true story, I have an uncle.
Mm.
He got to those ages.
Yeah.
Watch, let me give you an age bracket.
Okay. Let's
between
do...
40 to 50.
Okay.
He doesn't have a wife. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any kids. He doesn't even have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's just there. Eh, hey, you know, we had to look for a wife for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, legit. Because, you know, people were worried. We're like, you know, he needs to do something.
Move
so,
with life.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are those people who get to that age. And, you know, they don't have luck. And so, inataka tu some push, some nudge.
No, but I'm not going to be the person.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
No!
It's not you.
Not me who will land with that person who I'm Ishtukia to life is at 50 and he has not sorted. No way. I don't want that person who's literally waiting to get someone.
Yeah.
So we can just move on.
Yeah, but babe, there's this series on Netflix. I don't know if you've watched it. It's called Arranged Indian Marriages or something.
Oh, you know, that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
It's real.
And I enjoyed that show.
For real?
I enjoyed it. And back I was like, hey, maybe the arrangements can work.
It does.
Yeah.
Most Indian people.
Yeah.
Indian, let's just say those Asian countries.
Yeah.
Like to do a lot of arranged marriages, yeah. By the way. I've had a friend, mm-hmm. who's actually recently, it's actually this year, mm-hmm. August, mm-hmm. she had her wedding
and it was arranged.
Yeah.
And some of the, actually, they
she's
work.
She's from Malaysia, yeah. It actually works. They look, she looked happy.
Because this lady, this, what do I call her? I don't know if I can call her the mediator or what. She goes, has a meeting with you, asks you what you like, mm-hmm. What you're looking for,
yeah.
And then she'll go look for a guy with like exactly like what you've said,
the qualities,
yeah. Umesema. Yeah. If you want your guy to be handsome, she will go and look for a handsome guy, mm-hmm. and she will not deliver less,
yeah.
So she brings the guy, she's like, here, you guys go for a date. If you vibe, cool. If you don't vibe, I'm going back to the streets kukutafutia mtu mwingine,
okay.
If you want. Yeah, until...
That's fair enough. Mm. Because at least she's giving you the chance to vibe with a guy you chose.
Yeah.
You actually gave out descriptions. Yeah. I want this guy. But you know, sometimes you don't really realize. You say you want this guy to be like this and this and this.
And then
but you actually... Has... Yeah, when you actually get that person the way you want, you're like, I...
Is this what I want?
No, I actually don't like that now.
Mm.
But it also... I think you should also just get to know people. Get to know how people vibe. Get to know... Maybe he's everything you want, but there's just some things you just do not like and you will never like. But because it was not like the first things you want from this guy, you never really gave it a... thought, you know kindness, mm-hmm. you can't put a finger on kindness, you can't say, mm-hmm. I want a kind guy, mm-hmm. and then I'll walk in the streets, mm-hmm. and meet a kind guy, you know, mm-hmm. you can't say I want a loving guy,
mm-hmm.
you meet in the streets, like, you are you loving, okay, come with me,
you
know,
need to experience
you
it
need
over
to,
time.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to actually
see
this guy in vulnerable situations, mm-hmm. and understand the kind of a person he is, and what you feel comfortable dealing with in the first place, because there's some things that come and you're like, I wish I never... I was never in this situation, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's too much of a baggage than you even actually asked for.
Yeah.
And now you're not going to run away because you're supposed to be dating.
Yeah.
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 Hey. I mean, life happens.
Life happens.
You'd rather just know who you're getting into shit with.
I know.
Because 1 minute, like this guy...
Akita wet. You know, we've spoken for Suji how long, eh?
I can't believe. Uh-huh. Now, you see, that girl I was telling... I'm not mentioning names here because this is a very raw story. Uh-huh. The people involved might actually listen to this one.
I know.
So, I'm not going to mention...
But it's a safe space, guys. Yeah, we're just not mentioning names.
So, I'll signal, darling, because you guys can't see.
Forgive me if I laugh too much.
Now we'll call her Candy. So Candy, so we're having drinks like with a group of friends, and I meet this lady. I won't give you the backstory, just know there was a lady called Candy. So this lady called Candy, I don't understand where the story came from, but she started talking of the way she's married to this guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
Married. Wow. Now, Darlene, you know the story, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Me saying married, she's married.
The hell?
Exactly. So, I thought the same thing too. And she's like, yeah, we're just 7 months into the marriage.
Yeah?
Darlene, don't faint. Oh my god. Yeah. And she says she was forcefully married to this guy. Forcefully. For me to even think, okay, forcefully.
What?
Okay, so guys, I'm just telling you this story about because apparently I think that she was dating this guy and whatnot, one thing led to the other.
Yeah.
Like, she was forced to get married to him, and all of a sudden, she's now paying for all his loans. Like, that was the moral of the story, basically.
What?
Imagine.
What?
Now she has loans under her name, and she needs to pay for them.
What the fuck?
And they don't have like a proper relationship with this guy.
No way.
Yeah, it's been 7 months of a marriage that has not even been there.
What?
So you tell me. Do you really want to get into dating sites, or you prefer getting to know people from, oh, a friend introduced me? You know, at least I can hit up the friend.
Kuna marafiki wengine ni wachoyo. Hawataki kuintroduce yana. Imagine some friends don't hook you up.
Who are your friends, though?
Who are your friends? Hook up na nani, please? Tuanze tu hapo.
No, but we have not.
We'll finish this.
If you want a hookup, list iko.
Yeah, but just saying, there's some friends who wouldn't hook you up with people.
It's true. It's true, especially if it's like for serious.
Yeah.
But do you know, sometimes...
Me, imagine I've hooked up a couple of people. Hey. If I see like this guy and this chick can hit it off, I'm just like, you know. Then, but first of all, I ask my friend, can I give this guy your number? I think he's a good guy for you.
But I think that's a bit awkward, Dalia.
Imagine it's not awkward.
It is. Because if someone would do that to me,
imagine,
I'd actually feel like, I can't who's this guy.
No.
Okay, just get my number, but I'd never be too serious about
imagine,
it.
Imagine, because, you know, imagine, like, I'm your friend, and I know
you know the kind of guy I am.
Yeah. So, I'd be like, and I wouldn't want to give someone your number, and you know, and you're not interested, or I've not given you a heads up. Why would I give someone your number and be like... You know, and
why don't you call? Mm-hmm. Why don't you call both of us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I prefer that.
So yeah. we have like coffee or something.
Yeah,
and then I call. Like, yeah,
yeah. You're with your friend, yeah. And then you tell your friend to come with a friend.
Yeah,
to come with the friend.
The friend.
Yeah,
yeah.
With the friend, and then you invite me.
Yeah,
and then I come. So mm-hmm. We'll have to talk there.
Yeah,
yeah. If we click. I give him the number, actually give it to him.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't feel like,
yeah.
Oh, because Darlene actually hooked us up, let's give it a shot. Let it be more of a natural thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let our watu kwa kiwanja wajitete.
Yeah, by the way, but even though nilipiana number, nikamwambia, okay, fine, I'm giving you his number, but just know, you don't have to, it's not forced.
Yeah,
just do your thing. And I even told the guy, do your thing. Yeah, but if you point, the guy started telling me stuff. I'm like, dude, please.
Of course.
No,
yeah,
no.
A review.
I don't want to hear. I was just like, Kwanza, it was like sexual stuff. I'm like,
oh my God. Why would he even tell you sexual stuff?
I know. I was just like, please, I don't want to hear. You just do your thing there. I don't want to hear. Please.
Your role, Elisha, after parent
exactly.
number.
And
what happens
Mikatito,
next?
I don't want to hear.
No.
Just call me for the wedding, you know, and the baby shower
if
and
it
everything.
Happens,
if it
is,
happens, yeah.
You know, but this guy is a pan. And that's another thing, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to the, oh, I think this girl is good enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
So someone feels the need to give a review.
Yeah.
Oh, you know your friend. Talk to your friend. She's not even replying my messages.
Yo. No.
Hello, is this a 3-people relationship? Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of it. Like,
do we need a mediator now? Yeah. Because I didn't pick up your calls.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I just, to be honest, right now.
Mm.
I can't even take
that's
someone
that's not
seriously.
The kind of threesome I want to be in. jokes.
Okay. It's not a joke.
Where? It's a joke. Where? Where? My mom might be listening to this podcast. And she's like, where?
My God. So the threesomes. An African woman.
And Kwanza, you know, she didn't know, like, about threesomes. So I told her about it, like, I think a month ago.
Are you serious? Where did this conversation even pop up from?
I can't even remember. But then I was like, hey, mom, but nowadays people are crazy. You know, people even have threesomes. Then she's like, threesomes, ni. I'm like, where 3 people have sex? Then she's
together.
Yeah. Then she's like, together. I'm like, yeah. How? I mean, mom, there are so many holes. Kuna mbele, kuna nyuma, squeezy. You know, someone might be up here in the boobs, you know.
Oh my god, she must have been traumatized.
She was so traumatized. She was so shook.
I can imagine.
She couldn't believe it. So, asikuwa nasikia hii, anasema, why, mtoto wangu waki ya nani?
You'll kill her. African moms are partner. Well, yeah, they're very dramatic.
I know.
But yeah, so with dating, I don't think I can actually take, for me, now, I'll just go to waste time. I'll just go to actually,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you're bored and you want to have a little chat before you go to bed and nothing too serious. Yeah. You know, just someone to hype you, make you feel like you're special, you know. But I don't think I even have time for a dating site. But if I actually meet you on a dating site, I want to give you that time like I would when I actually meet you one-on-one. Exactly. Because I feel like it's shallow. It's very I can't rely on someone I'm meeting
online
from a dating site. It's never that serious. Even if you slide into the DM.
I wanted to ask that. If someone slides into like your Instagram DM or your Snapchat.
No. Actually, I don't. Kwanza, those are the ones I'm scared of the most. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know who you are. Who sent you? And then, now like there's this guy who just slid into my DMs. Let me see. One of these corona days. And then he's like, we can meet up for drinks at my place. And I'm like, bruh, I don't even know you. You didn't even say hi. And you fucking... Let me not cast too much.
Yeah, please.
But... and you think, I will bring myself.
Wait, that's how he started the conversation. And he doesn't know you.
I'm not even joking. What? Like, not even a hi. Let me show you.
Tibra, let's meet up for drinks.
Let me show you. Like...
Yeah.
Hey June. Okay, yeah, he said hey. But that's on the 31st of July. And then I ignored. It was like around 9:30. Then as the dog goes by, he's like, so what are you up to this weekend? So we have dinner and drinks at my place. And I'm like, wait a minute, you just said hi. What are you up to this weekend? We have
dinner and drinks at my place. Highlight and we put in bold italic my place.
At my place. So you think I have nothing to do this weekend.
Yeah.
I wanna pop into a stranger's house, go have dinner and drinks.
Ni kama kwenye umekosa chakula.
Mwani. Mali ayaye. Si mtu amekudharau sana. Hata ukienda. Sanajua. I will eat my food, I will drink my drink, and I will eat this girl. True or not?
It's true. It's very true.
So because you've seen and pale Instagram, unajua si kiwanja ya kucheza. Si ya kuonyeshana meno. You put the... Yeah, and it's something that people have actually talked about.
Yeah,
people showing a not so true impression of your life on Instagram. Okay. So this guy, he's saying, "Oh, wow!" See, we're talking at two. Now, Mimi, as the woman I am, I take my two legs, take it to the bathroom, shower.
It doesn't sit right.
No.
It's
and
not.
So I can go for drinks and at a sea lunch, dinner. Meaning, no, unajua kuna curfew.
Exactly.
My God. Be mana
tu akili hapa.
But why? But you know what? It's something some guys were talking about. They usually, it's a podcast I was listening to, yeah? They guys normally just want to press the button to see how you react. I've remembered the topic about it was the kind of pictures you put out there.
Yeah.
You put pictures in...
Like revealing photos.
Exactly, that are very suggestive. Then the guy also comes with the same attitude.
The
atmosphere.
Energy.
Exactly. Yeah. He wants to keep up with it. Like, oh, you look sexy.
Aish. Wow.
But you'll find another guy
yeah.
who will come with you look beautiful.
Yeah.
That's two very different statements.
Yeah.
But
and they've all seen the same photo.
Same picture. Yeah, exactly. So this guy, you automatically know this guy for the sexy one. This one anataka mali.
Anataka mali.
Anataka kula mali. Yeah? But it's not possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who you amesema, you look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You might actually want to talk to this guy more
yeah.
than the one who said you look sexy, because
yeah.
that one is just definitely referring
out
to
for sex. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
this other one
mm-hmm.
is a bit more, you know,
it's a bit more mature. You know, I don't know,
like
sweet. See, I don't know.
Gentle.
Yeah.
Even though he wants the sex.
Yeah.
He's an
Aitisha pole pole.
But you get what I mean.
Yeah. I do.
So,
I do.
A guy will always come
yeah.
and see how the energy he gets back yeah. after such a comment.
Yeah.
It's all that.
And ni kama ana test the waters. Kujaribu.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
So, nikiitisha, atanipea matakuwa mkali. Because kuna wenye wanaitisha na wanapewa.
Wanapewa. Very...
Chap chap. Yeah.
With no struggle.
Buzz. Mm. And also, mm-hmm. when a guy... Mm-hmm. You see the way you're saying, send me pictures.
Yeah.
When the guy asks you to send you pictures.
Yeah.
No, to send him pictures.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He wants to see the kind of photos
yeah.
you'll actually pick out
to
send to him.
Yeah.
Because if it's a photo of you in a bikini that you've purposefully chosen
yeah.
to send to him
yeah.
then he knows how he'll start approaching the situation.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, wow,
you see
yeah.
but if you actually get like one of those
nimeva dira ama nini
excuse me dira inachangamsha watu wewe
by the way
or you're well clothed, you're
yeah.
well covered,
yeah.
you know, it's nothing very suggestive,
yeah.
it's actually, you know, a nice picture of you smiling, a selfie.
Yeah.
Even if you send a selfie, some want like, do you have a full picture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want you to get into details because
yeah.
they want to see how you actually look.
Yeah.
And if you're going to send a full picture,
mm-hmm.
kama utatuma ya matanye.
Yes.
Yeah. kama utatuma. They'll also want, do you have one that is, you know, I can see you properly. You know,
wana bimanga watu akili.
Wanataka ku press the buttons to pole. But, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
These men, uh-huh. they know.
They know. Wanajua.
Wanataka tu kutest the waters.
The waters.
Waone. Itakuja haraka ama ita take some time.
Take
do we
some
have
time.
To...
Kuna waves.
Tuna marinette? Or not? Because kuna waku marinette na kuna wenye wako ready to eat.
Ivo tu. Mm.
Chaguo ni lako.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's very tricky.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Dating out here is very tricky. And
especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
You know, back then when our parents were dating,
mm-hmm.
they could have like, uyu ametoka hii kijiji from this village.
Yeah.
You know, I know the mom, I know the dad. Like, there's a bit of history when you're actually meeting someone. There are no even phones and online sites and all this. But now...
Mm-hmm.
Everything is at our disposal.
Yeah.
And we still have to choose the right man.
Yeah.
How hard is
and
that?
And the right woman.
Oh. Oh.
It's hard.
It really is.
It's very hard. But anyway, it's the life that we're in. Tutangangana yeah. tuna maisha.
Kazi kwa vijana.
Kabisa.
Literally. Because we meet here in the city, everyone from a different, you know, place. And
yeah.
you don't know what someone does back yeah. in their village, how
yeah.
someone has grown up, what kind of experiences they've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because environment actually matters.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is so true. The environment that someone is brought up in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something...
It plays a huge role.
You don't know what baggage they carry.
Okay.
Ujui kama uyu mtu alimolestiwa their whole childhood.
I know.
And then all of a sudden they've become a pedophile. Oh.
Hey.
You know, there's some documentaries I watch and they just cast me so much.
Well, let's not even get into that.
So as soon as you start getting involved with this guy, you start seeing some things and you're like, wow, how on earth?
How did I not see this? I mean...
He's not going to tell you on that first date.
Yeah.
Or on the second one.
Yeah.
But these are things you'll just start noticing.
Pole pole too. They'll just start and unraveling themselves. And you're like, what?
Now you can't even go back and tell people, you're the one who came with him.
Yeah.
Where did you get him from?
Yeah.
Tinder. Bumble.
Toyota amekata maneno ya Tinder, Bumble, dating apps.
I'm not for them, by the way. If you want to go waste time, you know, get a little excitement in your life, fair enough. You can go.
Yeah.
Go experience it. Mm-hmm. But never be too serious there. Mm. Don't even put your eggs at this guy has been called. Please, run. Yes.
Well, anyway, guys, we've talked so much. Hey, I hope you guys have stayed till the end. And before we end this, Toet also has a blog.
Oh, yes.
Of course, girl. I wasn't going to end this without, you know, gassing you up.
I see you. You're taking one for the team.
Yeah.
So my blog is 20s Missy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a blog just for the ladies, you know.
Yeah.
Got a little secrets here and there for you.
Yes.
I know it's a very challenging time, especially as we're young girls, you know, in our 20s. It's very confusing. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All about our careers, dating, you know. Everything. But mostly it's about lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I can leave a link, but
you know what?
But if you just check out my IG page, there's always a link on my bio that will just take you straight there. So my IG page, that's June Toet, one word, small letters. And you'll just find my link right there. Always, please, don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, share. You'll never know which girl will feel the need of being a 20s missy in this age. Yeah? I think that's it for now.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so sorry this episode was so long. It's because of June.
You can't be sorry.
But anyway,
it was good. It was productive.
It was very productive, and I really enjoyed recording this. So until the next time on Whoops, How'd I Get Here?
Bye.
Bye, guys.